Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is City Administrator Mike Nardini. He's here to talk about the latest City Council meeting.
Let's go ahead and touch on one of the bigger things, and that's the comprehensive plan, which is the 20-year plan for the City of Pella. Go ahead and briefly just discuss what that whole approval entails and what's really next for the Council with that item.
Yes, Andrew. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to sit down and discuss city affairs. It's always a pleasure. The City Council did adopt the comprehensive plan, and just to get the listeners up to speed, what the comprehensive plan for the city is really a comprehensive land use plan that's really designed to encompass the development of the City of Pella over the next 20 years. And there was a lot of exciting provisions within the plan, Andrew. In fact, we had a committee made up of 20 to 30 community members that dedicated a significant amount of time to developing the plan for the city. They've been hard at work at this since October of last year on the plan. So it was finally nice to see a culmination and approval of the plan by the City Council. Now, as far as the components of the plan, they had some very big picture ideas diving into and addressing issues such as providing additional diverse housing options within the community, bicycle and pedestrian trail system, economic development, quality of life issues, as well as the traditional land use plan and zoning guide for the next 20 years as well. And really, from our standpoint, Andrew, the plan is the necessary steps would be the implementation portion of the plans, and that will be something we'll be addressing with the City Council.
One of those was almost already touched on in that very meeting. It's a zoning ordinance that involves duplex housing. Go ahead and describe what the issue is there and why the council ultimately decided to kind of hold off on action from this past meeting.
What the City Council did, Andrew, is they approved the first reading on a proposed ordinance. And to get the listeners up to speed, any type of zoning ordinance change typically requires three public readings, and the council approved the first reading last night. And what this ordinance was a change to the city's zoning code, and it ties very closely to the comprehensive plan. And what it did was two components, and it identified twin homes as an allowable use and an additional definition within the zoning code. And what we're typically talking about is typically what people will commonly refer to as a two-family home, commonly referred to as a twin home under there. So it identified the definition for that. And the second thing that it did, it made allowable what's called a zero lot interior side yard for a two-family home located in our two-family zoning district. So typically zoning districts that do allow for duplexes in there. And what the intention of this was is for duplexes, if the property owner wanted to split ownership of the duplex and have one party own one side and another party own the other side, it's an allowable option under the city code where currently it does not exist without some complications with it. So it made it easier basically to split ownership of a proposed duplex. There's a good discussion with this, lots of viewpoints on it. And with that, the council approved the first reading. So I encourage the listeners, if they'd like to learn additional items on this, to contact our planning and zoning department at the City of Pella. And also the City Council will be addressing the second reading on this proposed ordinance at our first meeting in September.
And then another thing that we've been talking about quite a bit throughout as we shift gears here is the indoor pool project, one that's nearing completion. Go ahead and talk about what the latest contract is. And one of the big news items, of course, is that you're nearing that contingency limit that we had discussed before.
When we talked about the city's project, and what we approved was a change order with the engineering firm Shive Hattery that increased both their compensation for the project by $10,750 and also increased the number of site visits required for the project. Big picture, what we are doing is we are currently renovating the city's indoor pool. Overall, this project is a $3.2 million project. Once we are completed, this will look like a brand new facility on the inside of it. And from the standpoint, the city's standpoint, it's important to realize that the indoor pool was constructed in the mid-1970s. And what we're doing is we're bringing up the 1970s facilities up to the latest and greatest building code standards. And anytime you do that, you can always expect to have some unexpected items that come about. Now, generally, a rule of thumb when you budget for projects such as these extensive renovations is you can expect change orders or increases to contracts of anywhere from about 5 to 10%. what we know of to date through the demolition project, both what council's approved and what we know is coming change orders, our number is somewhere right around 7% of the total amount. So we're right in the ballpark as for industry standards and as far as expected change orders. Now, with that being said, change orders, increases in contracts, they're always something, anytime you deal financially, it's always something you always have to have serious deliberations on. And there always deals, generates a significant amount of conversation at the city council level. But the important thing for the listeners to understand is once the pool project is complete, and we're still on schedule to complete it in November of this year, it will be a brand new facility, and it should be a very good finished project and something the community can be proud of.
And thanks again to Mike Nardini for contributing to the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at knia.krls.com.